The clock on a Wednesday morning, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome Struan Campbell to the studio. Struan is a financial advisor from PSG Wealth and Insure, and it's always good to know that your money is working for you if you have a good financial advisor, which I suppose is what the conversation today is going to be about. Welcome to you, Struan, and yeah, I suppose people ask you all the time, well, what do you do? You just what do you do, financial advisor?
No, thanks very much. Thanks for having me. You know, I think what prompted this idea in my head to have this as a topic of conversation today is I ran an ad on social media, and you know, it puts it out there and it says you've got 25,000 views, etc. And then people come back and you start getting questions. And this one lady asked me, "What can I do for her? What would I like to do for her?" And it struck me as a bit of an existential question, because it actually went to me and said, well, what would I like to do for her? You know, I don't know her from a barista, but yeah, how would I like to actually help her? And it actually prompted a conversation. I haven't met with her yet. She's not quite ready. But to actually think about it and then make a suggestion is, well, what am I doing? And if you think about your life over the long term, we're all working. We're working to feed ourselves, to put our kids through school, to enjoy life, to eat out, buy cars, fancy cars if you want, live in homes, etc. That's what we're working to do. But at the end of the day, at some point in your life, you're going to stop working. And we need to save for that end point. So at some point in your life, you're going to stop and hang it up and go, you know what, I'm just going to go to the beach and have coffee every day. And you're going to have to live off your investments, because...
And apparently this is becoming a major problem worldwide. People are not sufficiently empowered financially to do that.
No, I mean, I've got a colleague up in Joburg, Skulk Lowe, and he puts a lot of articles out. And one of the recent ones, he says, he sits in front of a client and he says to them, 2,310.
And that's when you can afford to retire.
And the guy says, what's 2,310? He says, well, when you hit 60, that's the old age grant that the government will pay you.
So
if you think you can live on 2,310 rand a month, then you don't need to listen to a financial advisor, because you're fine, because the government will look after you. But if you don't think you can live on that amount of money, you need to make a plan. And you need to start saving. Obviously, we all know the earlier you start and the more you can put away, the more you're going to have at the end. But I think that's what we're trying to do, is actually just put people on that financial journey, so that when they do hang up the towel at the end, they've got enough to live off and to live relatively comfortably. Yeah. And then, of course, along the way, we're trying to, you know, look out for the occasional disaster that can happen. You know, make sure you have your medical aid, make sure you have your gap cover. I had ankle surgery a year ago, and the cost and the time off. And I knew I was going to be fine. But, you know, if you're in a career that literally your income would stop for the 10 days that you're lying with your foot in the air, you know, have you made provision for at least something to tide you over that time frame?
Now, there are all sorts of it's a very interesting subject, because everyone, I think, has the same hopes, dreams, aspirations, and fears. And often one takes precautions against the what-if scenario by taking out financial, what do they call them, products, mm-hmm. good word, that supposedly protect you against that kind of scenario where you can't work and you've got income protected, etc. But they're not all the same. And I've heard occasionally from folk that have thought they were covered and find that because of some very fine print at the bottom of the page, they actually aren't. Is this where a financial advisor is particularly useful?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's lots of ads on TV that you can see that they offer all sorts of solutions, and it seems relatively cheap. But, you know, perhaps you haven't read the fine print, and perhaps the cover that you're getting is only for accidental death and nothing else. So an advisor will be able to, you know, scan the market and see what's out there. You know, sometimes companies push different age categories, so, you know, a particular provider will be targeting a certain age range, and you won't be aware of that if you're trying to research on your own. And then, of course, products themselves are changing all the time.
And laws are changing all the time.
Yes, and the legislation changes every year, and the budget comes out, and there's minor tweaks here and there to tax brackets, etc. And, of course, you know, our role is to keep abreast of all of those changes and make sure we're very familiar so that, you know, when we go back to a client for at least their annual review, you can say, you know, perhaps this, what you've got is no longer relevant. You know, the laws have changed. Has your situation changed? Do we need to make adjustments, etc.? Yeah. And the more modern products these days allow that flexibility. You can make very simple, easy changes for no charge.
Listening to the ground, an ear to the ground, as one does in this business. And a lot of folk feel that they're either a little embarrassed about their financial circumstances and therefore are reluctant to speak to a professional, or they really don't understand the jargon and, again, are reluctant to speak to a professional because, yeah, they sit there, don't understand a word. What do you do? You seem to be very approachable and very easy to understand. Is this one of the problems that you solve?
Yes, I would say that's one of the key areas, is actually turning all that jargon into simple language that, you know, a person that's not involved in the game would understand. I mean, I myself go to other professionals for assistance, you know. Maybe I'll try and fix my leaky toilet for the first time, and then it's going to cost me so much money that I actually do have to get a plumber in. So, you know, sometimes just use the experts, and I think that is a lot of what I do, is actually just translating, you know, the jargon and making it simple.
Anyone listening to this wanting to not necessarily move from where they are, but would like more information, and I think that that's sort of core and key critical to what you do, how would one get hold of you?
For us, you could just go to the generic big psg.co.za website, and there's a section up on the top right of the page that says find an advisor, and you can either type it in through geographic area, so you could type in Belito, for example, my name will come up. Otherwise, you could just type in my name specifically and it'll go directly to my office page within the bigger site.
And that name is Struan, Struan. It's an unusual, nice Scots name, is it? Struan Campbell.
Yes.
You come from the Highlands originally.
Yes, well, Campbell, yeah.
The Campbells are coming. Oh, you're a famous clan. But Struan Campbell is your financial advisor that I would sincerely suggest you have a chat to, because, well, I mean, you hear we're having a conversation. It's easy to understand. I feel that you would benefit tremendously if you are in any way, shape, and form concerned that you have the right kind of financial advice in place, and no harm done to have a chat. Yeah, if you find that you're okay, well, that's marvelous. But, however, the chances are you can do better, and this is where having a good financial advisor like Struan really pays dividends. Struan, thanks. It's been a lovely conversation. This will be up as a podcast. So if you've only just joined us and you've been wondering what it is that we've been nattering on about, you'll find it on the app or on our website under The Morning Show, with a photograph of Struan and directions how to make a contact with Struan Campbell from PSG Wealth and Insure Belito. Thanks again for joining me on The Morning Show.
Thank you very much.
And The Morning Show continues.
Thank you.